your response will not go to the organizer. It's a weird
good morning
message kind of thing, but don't worry, I know what it
that's
is.
Awesome. Okay.
I haven't seen you forever.
I know, I almost wore the same clothes to you. I would think I spent the night.
Started getting to feel like that, didn't it?
Sometimes.
Okay, now let's see if I can get this.
How are you this morning?
I'm tired. Well, I look at the calendar, I see 4 more meetings this week.
Hey, I'm telling you, I asked Jimmy yesterday, I said, are we going to beat last month's record? Because last month we had 27 meetings.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I am so far behind on minutes, I just can't stand.
I've got one. Thank you.
I don't see how you can even know what meeting's going on.
And the truth.
I just, like I said, I'm just...
I pull up one and, oh no, that's not the meeting I'm in this today. That's
I'm still trying to finish. I mean, I haven't finished but city council.
I don't see how you can. That was 4 hours.
I know.
That was ridiculous.
Well, and
we have got to stop this 2-hour citizen comment.
Well, I think what we need to do is maybe put on the website and on the agendas that citizens' comments are limited to 3 minutes.
Right.
And if we put it on there,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if it like it's just going to be on the agenda and on the website.
But also, you know, and I know this will be hard to do. We're just talking about citizens' comments at city council. And I know we can monitor the 3 minutes,
mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Can we not say we're allocating an hour
sure
to citizens'
you can.
Comments?
Sure
or 30 minutes.
It's not in the code, but I think that the mayor is the presiding officer,
right.
Or any chair.
Especially when it was one topic and they were saying the same
yes.
thing.
Yes,
the same thing. Oh,
it was an hour
oh.
and a half, I think,
yeah.
of the same.
It was.
Tell
over
me about it.
And over
you know, there was a public hearing at the rec center a long time ago. I can't remember what it was. And I devised this little light,
mm-hmm.
And I put it up at the front, and I had it on a remote control.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat on the front. I sat on the front seat with the stopwatch. And when it hit 3 minutes, I'd hit the remote control, and the light would come on.
I think Charleston County.
Unless you can get down and do that.
I
can't remember what that
either.
Hearing was about.
I know Charleston County does something similar,
mm-hmm.
But I think here folks have been, I guess, hesitant to doing that.
We did it for something at the rec center. I can't remember what it was, but they knew that the comments would be.
Yeah.
I was saying.
Didn't
we
do something like that during the Marina referendum?
Could have been.
Yeah, we did.
I think we did.
When,
we did.
What am I trying to get out of my mouth? Oh, I was saying to Sandy that I thought under citizens' comments on the agendas we could put
you.
Citizens' comments are limited to 3 minutes.
Yeah, we can
yeah.
say that.
And just
long,
type it on the
agenda. On the agenda so
uh-huh.
that people know.
Yep.
It's not a bad idea.
You're cool.
Okay, my phone is trying to get onto IOP City Hall, and it's still just going around in circles.
Let me try.
I've got the thing.
You have the password?
Yeah, but it's not even getting me to that point yet.
Okay, so now that means it's trying to connect.
It's trying to connect.
Today is my mother's 87th birthday.
Wow, NJ, that's
yeah.
that's
and
fabulous.
She's fries, spring chicken.
Yeah. Did I tell y'all, you know, she walks every morning.
Mm-hmm.
She called me one morning, well, I call her every afternoon.
Yeah,
she said, your mom would almost, yeah. She said, you know that song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer? And I went, yeah. She said, what? Your mom almost got run over by a reindeer.
So
they were walking, and
yeah.
two deer just
shut up.
Something scared her. And actually, one brushed against her. It would have killed her if it hit her.
No.
But I said, oh my goodness. I said, well, I'm glad you didn't get hurt. And I said, I just don't think it would have been well received when we sang Myrtle Got Run Over by the Reindeer at your funeral.
Well, often I went to the same one. It takes longer to connect, but it should.
So I called those more. They saw more deer at the
time.
They were not
gone. Password, if it goes.
And that's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kid she said at her funeral, Myrtle got run over by a reindeer.
You gonna watch Dinner for Schmucks?
Yeah. I think Amy's bringing popcorn.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it was on the screen. I missed
like, what are they talking
yeah.
about?
It was funny. How's everybody?
Good.
How are you, Carol?
Good.
How was your trip?
Oh my God, it was so fun. happened postpartum New Orleans depression.
Yeah, if you don't have fun there, something for
them. Such a great city.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was just perfect. We had the most beautiful weather.
That's good, because years past it, rain. And
yes, I mean, we did have one little morning of some rain, Saturday morning, but we went in the afternoon. It was fine. They delayed the opening.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. It was just perfect. We went
I've seen
to nighttime shows.
A lot of posting from Sandy Stone.
Yes.
They go everywhere.
I know, and I never did.
Run into them?
They're like 200,000 people.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know.
And it's, and then, you know, we do different.
What are the chances?
Different tickets. Well, if he had been in the same ticket area, then maybe, but we were. He was Grand Marshal, and we were Big Chief, so it's like you're in two different areas. He does the up front by the stage, and we're like in the seats, you know, with the cover.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
So. Morning.
Good morning.
So what do we eat?
29.
Okay.
Minute.
I wish I could see. Can't hear, can't see.
So is summer camp full, Norma Jean?
No.
Good.
You still have summer. The week camp is the other camp.
A brouhaha.
Something, you know.
The chairs.
They just, I don't know. Well, he apologized. He had an epiphany.
Good.
I don't know, it's just...
Put them in the stocks. Melanie, we need the stocks.
I'm sorry? Oh, I'm just doing that way.
Go here.
All right, it is 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday, May the 7th. We, the personnel committee has gathered. All members are present, and all city staff appropriate for this meeting. I'd like to acknowledge that the public and press were duly notified in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. And call this meeting to order. Kick things off with the approval of the previous meeting's minutes. Do I have a motion?
We do. I have one change. So there's a paragraph on page 2 that starts with Council Member Rice did not think the committee would gain anything, that's repeated again on page 3.
Oh, okay.
That just needs, there's just a section that's repeated that doesn't make sense with
that.
Got
it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take care of that.
Okay. So, that's, with those changes, I move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Move on to citizens' comments. All right, as there are no citizen comments, we'll move on to old business, item 4, letter A, status of the hiring process for city administrator and assistant public works director, and I'll ask the HR officer to come up and update us on those things, and if you'd like, I can provide the update as far as I know, and you can, but come to the table, because you're going to definitely chime in. So we have four... Round one interview scheduled for this week with finalists, and those are scheduled for Thursday and Friday. For anyone who's local, they're coming in person. For anyone who's remote, they will be conducted via Skype. The personnel committee, we're 2 and 2.
Yeah.
We will conduct those interviews with the personnel committee and the HR officer in executive session. We'll score those and determine which finalists we want to bring on site to interview for round 2. So that's where we stand with that. We're shooting for the week of May 24th for the on-site interviews.
Are we inviting the mayor for these? Or
for round 1?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
any other, and our goal is to be able to make a recommendation at the city council meeting on May 28th. Is that consistent with everyone's understanding?
Yep. Yes.
Excellent. Any other questions or comments on that position? Okay, and then the assistant public works director, Winnette or Desiree.
The preliminary phone calls have been made, and we are tentatively setting up. We have a tentative date of the 17th to do some interviews, whether they be technology-driven interviews or in-person interviews. We do have some candidates, potentially three, that will come in for interviews on that day.
How many interviews do you think you'll break it down to? I mean,
it'll be three to four. The first round, and then if we need to do a second round, we'll determine that after that.
Okay.
And so, do you have a date in mind that you'd like to have this completed and hired?
Depending on how the 17th goes, maybe we can make the recommendation to the interim city administrator as to the selection. Because it will be the interim city administrator, Douglas, Donnie, and myself doing the interview on the 17th, potentially.
So hope maybe by the city council meeting?
Sure.
I mean,
if possible, yes.
Yeah.
That position does not need to be appointed.
Right, I know, but it could just be an announcement.
It would be nice.
Yeah. It would be a nice announcement before the season kicks off.
We're staffed up and keep key roles.
Right, since that was sort of our goal for the season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on to item B, update on ad hoc committees for standing committees. And there were a couple of items that Marie and Desiree requested that we take off of the agenda, and I'm sorry, I don't think I responded.
That's
so,
okay.
We can skip you just the things that don't have updates.
I do have an update on item B under old business. One of the things that was mentioned a couple of weeks ago was considering an ad hoc committee that would review the R5 plans for the municipal parking lot. So we will be presenting to the Real Property Committee a proposal for them to consider at their next meeting. That RFI request for information has not yet been completed, but once it's done, we'll be presenting on some criteria for them to consider and whether or not this is something that they want to pursue. I think it's a great idea. So that's the only ad hoc committee at this point.
Okay. Questions? All right, item C, status of boards and commissions criteria and selection process.
All right, we have a lot to talk about.
Oh, good.
This was not in your packet, so I made a copy for each of you, and I'll walk you through. I know I don't like giving you all documents that you have not seen before, but we'll walk it through. And then I also have a quick PowerPoint presentation just to break things down, make it a little easier to follow.
The PowerPoint follows.
Yes.
This is it.
Yes. Same thing. All right. Let's see. Okay. So currently, the city's practice is to automatically appoint folks.
Unofficial. But
the practice, I guess. Mm-hmm. Is to automatically reappoint members who are interested in continuing to serve in their respective board and commission. Therefore, I think that the committee would agree participation is often limited by that by that practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the objective is to encourage and support that diverse participation of qualified citizens, and also develop a consistent and streamlined selection process.
Mm-hmm.
That's our goal for what we're talking about. So I'll just walk through. Oh, this is off. I'll just do it here. Ooh. There you go. All right. So the city has four boards and commissions. So the Planning Commission, the Board of Zoning Appeals, Code Board of Appeals, and the Accommodations Tax Advisory Board. The Code Board of Appeals have not met in over, I think, 15
They've
years.
They've never met since I've been here.
And Ari has been here for a long time. So we're not going to talk about that at this point.
Okay, good.
So the Planning Commission.
Will you remind me really quickly, really quickly, high level, what is it that they do?
So the commission studies planning issues.
No, the one that doesn't meet.
It's like.
Why do we have them?
If there's an actual building code violation of some sort and the people appeal it, like, so Douglas says you can't, and then they...
No one's appealed.
No.
No.
So if they have to have it.
I think it's a legal state mandated.
I was just curious. Like,
they are all state mandated.
The easiest committee to be on in the world.
Yeah. So that hasn't happened in...
You can put in your obit and you don't have to do anything.
So,
sorry for the tangent. That's great.
I mean, that's a great question. The Planning Commission studies planning issues, oversees preparation of plans and ordinances, and reviews and advises development proposals. It's made up of 7 members that are appointed by council, and they serve 2-year terms. Their function and duties are set by law, as well as their membership composition and terms. This year we're going to have 3 upcoming vacancies, and the recommended membership composition that I've developed in coordination with Douglas, the ideal membership composition of the Planning Commission is having somebody from Waldoon, somebody with some environmental experience, development experience, business or economic experience, legal, and then 2 at-large community members. Obviously, sometimes this is not possible to meet because we are restricted by the folks that are interested and their background. And but the ideal membership composition would be that one.
You go.
Well, I mean, at-large to me includes Wild Dunes. So
yes.
I would say if we're recommending 1 Wild Dunes resident, we should recommend at least 1 non-Wild Dunes resident as well. Just at least, I understand these could come from 9 Wild Dunes, but
correct.
I think we should make that recommendation that there's...
That distinction.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost feel like it should have some sort of engineering component.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, I don't know if it could say environmental / engineering or...
Yeah, good point.
I'm just thinking of some of the people we interviewed
mm-hmm.
and some of their
mm-hmm.
background that I thought would be so helpful to us.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Sandy, what do you
think? I don't know. What does environmental
I'm kind of way back because Rick is the chairman.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how much input I should give.
Yeah.
But I'll nod.
Okay.
I think one thing I'm thinking, and I'm glad that you started with Douglas, is I would love for any of the commissions and boards to weigh in on what's being recommended, because they're the boots on the ground,
mm-hmm.
so they're going to have a better line of sight into, between Douglas and them and you, I think we'll get a pretty good cross-section of what the committee, what the commission needs.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Okay, so the Board of Zoning Appeals is a quasi-judicial board that hears appeals of the zoning ordinance and requests appeals to be to any written decision made by the zoning administrator, which is Douglas. It's made up of 5 members that are appointed by council. Their terms cannot be less than 3 years and no more than 5 years, or after a time where its successor is appointed. So they have more of a limited term. But again, it's open and flexible. If after 5 years there's no successor, they can be reappointed. But it cannot be less than 3 years.
So is there a reason why there's a difference between the Planning Commission and this one?
It's stated by, that's how it's that's drafted, right. And stated at state law, yes. Again, their functions and duties are set by section 629780, and we're gonna be having 2 upcoming vacancies at the end of this year. And the recommended membership composition includes some folks with land use planning experience, development, business or economic, legal, and then a large community member. We did not include anybody from Wild Dunes because they're ruled by the PDD, therefore does not apply.
May I interrupt for a minute?
Sure.
I got an email yesterday from Mr. Pounds. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember him or not. We appointed him last year to either planning or Bose. I don't remember.
Planning.
Which. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he is planning to run for city council. So that will give us, mm-hmm. of course, it'll be in, you know, after November or into November before right. we know whether he's elected or not. But
mm-hmm. so we'll
that will be another person. So we might want to look at it. Mm-hmm. However many there are that you got to fill, and then have a standby so that you don't have to go jump through hoops to fill that point.
Yeah. Okay, and then the ATAX board, it's an advisory board that advises City Council on the distribution and expenditure of accommodation tax revenue for municipalities receiving over $50,000. Again, this is established by state law. There are 7 members appointed by council, and state law gives more direction about the membership of this group. Mm-hmm. It states that it has to have, the majority of them need to represent the hospitality industry of the city, 2 of them must be from the lodging industry, and 1 member shall represent cultural organizations. And we have been very creative in how we define cultural organizations, because we don't have that many, and we don't have a lot of folks that are interested in filling that vacancy, but we're
and
able
the
to.
Lodging, I mean,
it's
all of that is difficult.
Yeah, I was going to say,
they're hard to fill.
So by state law, if we don't have the applicants, does it then defer to at large?
Then we get real creative about how
there
we define
no
it and figure out how somebody that applied could fit it.
There is no at large.
If there's not applicants, then you just have that fit that meet this, and you can't get creative.
The law
then
doesn't,
you think,
doesn't give any guidance.
Interesting.
It just says
like, okay,
and that's what makes it very difficult for us mm-hmm. to fill those vacancies
yeah.
because we don't have a lot of discretion mm-hmm. on that end.
Yeah,
and the folks that city council mm-hmm. can appoint.
One question. One of the things when I was on ATAX, we it doesn't necessarily mean they have to be in the hospitality industry in South Carolina. If they've retired from someplace else and that was
okay.
their career, then that mm-hmm. that can be used. So that's some of that creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At least as long as they're citizens.
Right, as long as they're now living here on the island.
Ready
if you have previous work
voter.
Experience in hospitality,
right.
that's a creative
right.
application of
right.
the or interpretation of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I just wanted to give a quick overview of those. The membership composition for the Planning Commission and BOSA, that's our recommendation. That's not stated,
mm-hmm.
that's not part of the policy of the city before. I was just looking ideally what would the best membership would be for these
right.
groups to be successful and effective at what they're doing. So a couple of things that we can consider. One is establishing term limits. The city has the authority to do that. State code does not speak to that. It just talks about the minimum amount of time that they must serve. But one thing that we can consider and think about is doing that. One way to do it is limiting it either to 2 consecutive terms, 3 consecutive terms. It's really up to y'all to decide. And we could add some language to give the personnel committee and city council the flexibility to make an exception in order to fill any seat. Obviously, establishing term limits and being too restrictive further limits our ability to fill some of these vacancies. Another thing that we want to consider, that we may want to consider, again, the membership composition and selection criteria for the interview process. So I think we're talking about two different things. So it's the selection criteria is, you know, we're presenting that as an opportunity for the city, for the personnel committee to establish a process, a set process of evaluating candidates as they come. And I guess in the next slide, I talk about next steps with the selection criteria, but I wanted to get your thoughts on term limits. One of the alternatives and things to consider is rather than making these changes through the city code, this personnel committee can establish an administrative policy. It's not dictated
mm-hmm.
by state code,
mm-hmm.
but it's a policy that you try to, that you use to guide your selection process.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's more flexible. You can
mm-hmm.
you can.
I like that.
Play with it. When you have alternatives like
mm-hmm.
that, I typically recommend doing that rather than changing the code, because you don't want to, you know, find yourself 5 years from now
Can I weigh in? Because really what we're doing is we're setting expectations with board members.
Correct.
And not necessarily saying this has to be by code, and that way we don't have to worry about the exception coming into play or whatever. So that makes a lot, I mean, I don't know where we're at, but in terms of the way that we, you know, affect this change, I think making it just a general policy that we recommend and we inform commission and board members that this is the policy that we
follow. The only, and here I'm going to speak to the Planning Commission, but the Planning Commission's projects are so long. I don't know that we want to set term limits that means that, okay, now we've got someone brand new that doesn't know what has happened over the last 4 years.
Yes, particularly the Planning Commission, their terms are only 2 years.
Yep.
So that's another thing to consider.
I don't think term limits are the same across, they're not all equal across boards. So I think it needs to be custom fit to the commission. Honestly, I would really like to hear what the Planning Commission thinks, the current members. So what I would like to do is maybe if we can put on the agenda for their next meeting, say the Personnel Committee wants to establish term limits, but they want you guys to give me guidance as to what those term limits should be. Because
or any of our recommendations so that they can kind of chime in. I know that right now they've got a good composition. They've got engineering and commercial real estate, and so, but that isn't always so.
Yes. An architect.
Right, architect. So they're really, they've got a good group. And they seem to be working well together. They don't all agree, but they work well together. I think Douglas has been a real asset in terms of making sure there's this thread. But one of the things, especially in looking at drainage, that's going to be massive.
But the other, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, in terms of term limits and things, the hardest, again, I know I'm jumping from committee to committee, but is with accommodations tax, we kind of need to keep, we have, David Nelson from Wild Dunes, we have Malcolm, who's been, they have been there forever, but they are the people who represent those.
And if we don't have them,
we have nobody who could fill those. That's a very difficult one because it's mandated by state, and so I do not see any benefit in putting term limits on that particular committee.
But remember, it's a question of policy, so it's not like you're automatically kicked out. It's more so that we can say if we have a bunch of qualified applicants.
Well, I'm scared they would hear that they could leave, and then they would flee.
They know they can leave.
Well, one of the things that I included here is, instead of establishing term limits, another alternative to consider is requiring existing members who are interested in being reappointed to go through the same selection process as new applicants. So they would again be interviewed, and you'll have an opportunity to ask questions, and that way it's not an automatic reappointment. And I guess we go back to that, to the problem I think that you all, the reason why what spurred this conversation this past year, having a lot of folks that were very qualified and would bring a lot to the table, not being able
no slots
because people were immediately appointed. So
hard.
So one more observation. I'm a little bit concerned about having folks re-interview. Perhaps if we set term limits, we could maybe do a mismatch and say at the end of your term limit, then you can reapply and re-interview. But I wouldn't do it in between terms without the term limits. I wouldn't have people re-interview.
Okay.
The one thing is I'm very cognizant of the acute pains that we felt with our chief of police and city administrator, who were long tenured folks. And it's not an apples to apples with the Planning Commission, but one of the things that, while there's a huge value to what we have right now in the Planning Commission, and if anything, I don't want anyone on the Planning Commission to hear that I'm not incredibly thankful for who we have serving right now, because I think that they do a phenomenal job, and I am very, very grateful for the makeup of the current Planning Commission. At some point, if they stick together, that group of folks, if they stick together for 20 years, and then they all kind of decide to leave at the same time, then we're in a really bad spot. And so there is a benefit of We need to find that tension. We need to find the tension of where there's a good amount of turnover to keep continuity for, because there's people who are there while maintaining when you've got something good where we have the long-time projects. The fact of the matter is the folks that are on Planning Commission aren't going to be here probably throughout the entire sewer project. I can't imagine. So the fact that we have these long-term projects actually, to me, speaks to the importance for having some turnover so that people can get in and learn what's going on from people who are there now. So that's why I want to bring it to the Planning Commission. So I think that these are great recommendations. I want to take it to the ATAX committee. I want to take it to the Planning Commission. I want to take it to BOZA and let them give us their recommendations. And if I don't know if that sounds good to my colleagues here, but I think I'd rather send it to them and then have the recommendations. So I think we should be able to accommodate that by August.
Mm-hmm. And the good thing is, I think what was driving, I guess, the urgency in this is thinking that we have to amend the code. If what we're doing is establishing some policy, administrative policies, then we're not bound by that timeline. Mm-hmm. In terms of, you know, the selection criteria, this would be incorporated into the application process and the selection process. Mm-hmm. Good listening skills, communication skills, having knowledge and understanding of the issues and applicable ordinances, be fair and open-minded, have an analytical ability, some relevant experience, and that's, again, depending on each board or commission, and understand the time commitment that's expected and required. Mm-hmm. For next steps.
When you say that, so there's the application, and then there's also the interview, which.
Correct.
I would love it if we had, you guys probably are tired of me hearing me say this, but if we had structured interviews for these things.
And when about next steps, and I've already mentioned that these recommendations don't need to be established through the city code, and we can have an administrative policy guiding the selection process. And then next steps, I would like for the human resources officers to review the application document and provide some recommendations for the a structured interview process, taking into consideration those criteria and maybe assigning some points and numbers and making it a little bit more structured, if that is the will of the committee.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
May I make a recommendation to add to what you said? I've been here 12 years, and there has been no change in the application. Mm-hmm. There, and we have used the same questions for 12 years. Mm-hmm. This all needs, in my opinion, it needs to be looked at. Mm-hmm. And since we're talking about revising the way we do this by having these criteria, I think both of them need to be updated and changed.
Yep.
And the application has a lot of questions that could be part of the interview, not necessarily
part of
the application.
Right,
totally.
So we can streamline it, make it a lot shorter, and then use some of those ideas into a structured interview guide moving forward. So we can hopefully have something by August, and then we can incorporate the feedback that we get from Planning, BOZA, and ATAX. Mm-hmm. And I told Marie this morning that we need to schedule an ATAX meeting. They haven't met all year.
Kind of got in the need to approve the budget.
Yeah, because they typically meet when they get an application, so they haven't received any applications, but they have to review and recommend the budget. So we'll be adding that to the agenda for them, for their input.
Excuse me. As part of the application process, since we hope that there's going to be more ad hoc committees or whatever we call them, the time of the interview, should we say,
Are you willing to serve
on a more flexible, time-centered committee that's from this date to that date? Because I think we need to kind of give them the idea that there is a chance that you're going to be asked to serve, because they all want to, and we're getting a longer and longer list of those that have applied and nothing happens.
We can use the same selection criteria and process in place for those.
But just to let them know that these aren't the only.
Right. Well, it's also it's a pipeline into those boards and commissions too.
Right.
So
would you consider that?
Like, we don't have a vacancy, but this is a great way for you to
add
out.
All right, I think I have a clear direction.
This is just one other, this is just sort of a, I also feel like one of the things is people should at least go to a meeting and see one meeting before they sign up or raise their hand that they want.
It's a good application question.
You know?
Yeah.
Right. Have
yeah.
you been to
Have you attended
a text meeting?
Yeah. Right.
Have you attended both?
Right.
Well,
right.
I think that we also
They just have no idea what they're even signing up for sometimes.
The other thing that I think we can do a lot more and be better at is reaching out to groups. You know, we have different, you know, the Turtle Team, the
mm-hmm.
Garden Club,
mm-hmm.
Wild Dunes. So I think that we can do a better job at reaching out and saying, encouraging folks to sign up and encourage folks to come to the meeting so that they know what they would be getting themselves into. But I think in the past, all that we have really done is put an ad in the paper,
uh-huh.
no real follow-up. We have the application on the website. We will put it on, you know, on Facebook sporadically. But I think that there is there's a blind spot there that I think
mm-hmm.
that we need, that we can definitely do better at. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think that you all saw it at the IOP citizen forum, lots of people wanting
mm-hmm.
and asking about opportunities to volunteer. So I think that the expertise is there, the interest is there. We just have to make sure that people know and know the process that they have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we can do a lot better this year. All right, that's all I have.
All right. Anything
Thank
else?
You.
Good work. Item D, discussion of launching a comprehensive strategic planning process in 2019.
All right, I have a quick update. I did meet with the director of the Center for Livable Communities, and they were very interested in helping the city. They're working on a proposal that I'll hopefully bring before the committee by next week. They're also willing to come and talk to y'all about what they've done, other communities that they've helped, and the process that they would follow. We would be potentially working with interns from the graduate school and the environmental school. So I think that it would be a very fun project to work and see through with them. We did include those funds in the budget, as we'll talk about later. We've increased it from $10,000 to $15,000 after talking to them, particularly because of working with interns. Those interns still need to get paid. It's a lower cost, but it's still a cost of the city, but significantly less than us, you know, having a professional consulting group to do that. So that's all I have with that. We're still trying, you know, moving forward with that, and hopefully we can start this fall.
Cool. What are the biggest things that need to be? What are the biggest items that need to be moved for us to be ready to go with by the fall? Like, what are the biggest open items with that?
Getting a proposal
uh-huh.
for you all to buy into the not the proposal, the plan
the,
and the
those,
schedule.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And approve
the
working with
the
group.
The proposed process.
Correct. The proposed process, you know, focus groups, serve community-wide surveys,
mm-hmm.
Public hearings, town hall meetings.
Gotcha.
That all is
so
going to be spelled out.
They're putting together
yes.
that plan with, like, kind of a proposed timeline even,
mm-hmm.
and they'll send that and count, and then personnel will review.
Mm-hmm.
And when do we anticipate getting that?
I'm anticipating the proposal by July.
What's the name of the organization?
It's the Joseph B. Riley Center for Livable Communities.
Okay.
I used to work with them.
Right.
That's why
right.
I know them very well, know that they've done this before. So that's why when we were talking about a strategic planning session, I thought in order to have some look at cost.
Perfect.
And they work with a lot of folks that are very interesting and have had a long, long career with the in state local government in the state of South Carolina. And the lead person that would be leading this project was the a former ICMA director, the International City County Managers Association. So somebody that's very well familiar with our form of government, has done this type of work before, and has since retired, is working as a fellow, so would be available to help the city, guide the city through this process.
Awesome. And have what they're doing now. Are they doing? Have we paid them for what
no.
they're doing? They're just doing this
yes.
as like the proposal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. Perfect. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Any other questions? All right. Moving on to item E, establishing a director of human resources position and potential budgetary impact. I believe we've added this into the budget.
Yes.
So that's already. in terms of establishing the progress on that. I believe this was one of the things there was a progress made because mm-hmm. of where we are with the city administrator. So, am I correct?
Correct.
No updates to that, mm-hmm. and we'll have presumably the next time we meet a city administrator. And item F, discussion of the FY20 version 3 budgets for general government and the building department. So I already know there's a $5,000 increase.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I can go through, we'll start with the mayor and council. General fund, mayor and council, there's a 7% increase in that budget, mainly due to health insurance increases of 8%. And also we've increased line item 16 meetings and seminars by $3,000 to include the security for Ways and Means and City Council. This is not that you've seen, this was included in the previous versions of the budget.
Okay.
I just wanted to highlight that 7% drive. Mm-hmm. So general government, we have a 1% increase from forecast FY19, and again, that's mainly driven by the merit increases of 2.5 and also increases to health insurance, retirement, and FICA.
I have a question on the, but are you got more on that?
No, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
On line 15, I think this has become
mm-hmm.
really important
yes.
going forward.
Good point.
The debt service principal. Just as a question, the Water Commission can't borrow money. Now,
without approval from the city.
Without approval. But does that debt service show anywhere on us?
No.
It doesn't affect our debt service at all?
Not at all.
Okay, great.
City Council just has to approve it.
Right. And then the second thing was, knowing what we know now, since we looked at this budget last, I know that there's a limit
mm-hmm.
as to what we can absorb.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me what that is. It 18 million? I don't. It's a percentage
that,
of the so-and-so, such-and-such, so-and-so, right?
That varies every year depending on what
right.
we have for debt service. I can tell you in a second.
Okay. Because I just wondered where we sit.
I think we had
okay.
a
yeah.
theory,
yes.
like a $12 million, $15 million cushion.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when we list all of the debt
mm-hmm.
service, we've got the...
Right.
And we're working for this budget work, next budget workshop.
Right, and maybe
yeah.
that's when
yeah,
you can do it, rather than...
Yeah,
yeah,
but we are working
yeah.
on an updated debt service schedule that
okay.
takes
why
into
don't
account.
We, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, we can do
yeah.
that then.
That's,
but
yeah.
we are currently, our debt burden is very, very low. It does not even come close to
that.
No,
we have the rec, we still have the rec center
mm-hmm.
and
right.
fire
yes.
station
yeah.
too and all that kind of stuff. Okay.
Yes.
And the only other question I had was the salary line. We are going to be over budget forecast for this year
mm-hmm.
by a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we had no assistant.
But that position is included as one of the 92 approved positions, so that is still in the budget.
It's budgeted.
The question
as
is,
full.
why did we spend at the level we spent without that
right,
position?
Right, without that position. Why
like,
are we spending 485
and
forecast
and
for 19?
That's a good point.
Because it should reflect that position was...
Been,
yeah.
yeah.
Even though we're budgeting it,
mm-hmm.
I can see the forecast being that because we're budgeting it back in,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure why we're not seeing
mm-hmm.
a
savings.
It should be a bigger increase.
Right.
Either say a dip this year or a big increase next
right.
year. To come,
right,
to
one of the two.
I have to take a look at that
okay.
with Debbie because you're right. It should represent a lower number in that forecast, FY19.
Okay. That's all I have.
Yeah. I'll get those answers.
And I know we've looked at this 4 times, and every time I look at it, I see something else.
Well, that's good. I like that.
Okay. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay, for debt service principal, the line that Council Member Ferenz was referencing before, line item 15, that includes the GO bond for Drainage 3, which we're issuing that to pay for that 3.9. That's how this budget is built.
Right. That's the only project.
Mm-hmm. The only new
yep.
bond. The only new debt. issued for
2020. Now, does this budget show the $4 million for the safety building?
It does, but it does not assume any debt issue. That's being paid off with a combination of capital projects and tourism funds.
Okay, got it.
So there's no debt issue.
I see.
In this version.
Up elsewhere, but not here.
Correct. Okay, professional services, line item 34. That's where we added the additional $5,000 for the strategic plan. The version you saw before only had 10. And also included in this, which is new to FY20, but not new to this version of the budget, is the $30,000 for a bond attorney to prepare the GO bond for phase 3 drainage. Okay, general government, abundant service. State aid tax advertising. This is the $10,000 you can see here that's budgeted for public education campaign related to litter control and the city's prohibition of the plastic bags. That's something new in the third draft of the budget.
I'm sorry, where is that?
So you are.
What is it? 79.
Line
78.
Line 78. Under state aid tax.
Got it.
You
yeah.
got it.
Yeah. Thank you.
$10,000 for that. And I want to highlight the spread by fund.
Pie chart.
The pie chart. General fund, this is for all of general government. 61% is for the general fund. Capital project is funding 10%, and tourism funds is 29%, which is higher than in prior years. We're really... as you all know, we've decreased the percentage of tourism funds that fund operational expenses. We've reduced the number of personnel that's covered with those funds, and we're using it for standalone projects rather than ongoing operational expenses. So the general government department is used to categorize all debt service and tourism promotion costs. So that's another reason why these costs sometimes are driven by that, because all GO bonds are categorized under the general government. That's why you'll see a 17% increase in that line item at the total from FY19 because of this new 3.9 drainage bond. And also the tourism funds, $613,000, $565,000, I believe, is the number of funds that we have to pay by state law to the Charleston Visitors Bureau for tourism promotion. That's also the reason why.
So we have a state mandate of $567,000.
Mm-hmm. Percentage of the charge.
Right, I understand that. So why is, I'm just curious, why do we budget more than that?
Yes, there's something else that we take out of that. I'll tell you in a second. State aid tax.
30% of state aid tax.
This also includes the t-shirts for the web promotion and the website maintenance. So we pay VC3 for maintaining the city's website. We also pay that through state aid tax.
Can we not, that 30%, can we not allocate some of that 30% to those things?
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Okay.
There we go.
That is.
It's just slow.
Yeah, we gotta change that state law.
That is all for
the
general government.
The best would be if they change it so we could use some of it
for
drainage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be a better.
Yeah, and I'm confused because some people I talk to say you can already do that. Why are they saying that?
There is more flexibility with municipal accommodations and municipal hospitality. State aid tax is regulated by a different set of rules,
okay,
and there's not a lot of clarity there. That's why the state legislature is advocating for the amendments to the state law so that there's more clarity on it, but
they're
this is the reason
yet.
Why we are now pursuing some muni aid tax funds to cover ongoing drainage maintenance and are paying for a portion of the debt service for the drainage phase 3 plan, because there's no regulatory agency that
tells you what muni can do.
Correct.
Yeah.
We have more flexibility
okay.
on that.
Can I make one comment, because we're talking about the state aid tax and the tourism promotion. This might come up during strategic planning this year, but I know that it took Folly Beach a long time to move in the direction that they moved. I think we should strongly consider detaching ourselves from the CVB and being more using the funds in the ways that are more directly impacting the Isle of Palms versus the city of Charleston and the Charleston community.
Yeah. And it's not as easy as that because
I know. You
have to establish a non-for-profit.
And then you have to staff it.
That
part's okay. There's plenty of money to do that.
I know, but
I think we're there.
I've been advocating this since 2013.
Yeah.
I see that.
I think
the CVB, it does a great job of doing Charleston, and they say if you do Charleston, then you're part of it. At this point, we don't advertise for tourism. We have enough tourism. We don't try to put heads in beds. If we're perfectly honest about it, we have, activities that are good for tourism, but we're not marketing in any of the commercial entities to say, come spend 3 days in our hotels or to come do that sort of thing, because we're full.
I just wanted to make that note that I'd like to pursue. I'll make one comment that I think is important though. We can advertise to tourists and educate them on specific things about the island that are environmental, that are coyote. We can include those types of things to help improve. We can include tourism and educational advertising the way that we want it, the way that reflects what our island needs. And, we talk about cigarette butts, we talk about all of the trash management. Those are things where we can, attract people who care about keeping a beach clean. And let people know, if you come here and you litter, there's gonna be a problem. And so that they know, if this is my lifestyle, then if I'm just gonna toss garbage on the place, I'm all over the place, I'm gonna get fined. So that's the type of, when I think about being creative with advertising funds, I think we can combine a lot of education that the CVB doesn't necessarily, they don't have the impetus or the drive to do that kind of thing that we would care about. That's all, okay, mm-hmm. I've said my piece.
All right, for building and planning department, there's nothing new from the last time that you saw it. The only things that are driving that increase is the software, SDR helper software, that should help us better manage short-term rentals on the island and ensure compliance. That's for $13,500 under line item 23. And then the other expense that's driving that significant increase from prior year is our initiative to include for the building department, it's half of the 1% insured value of the whole building that's split between general government and the building department, and that's $12,163.
And this new software, it will identify where all of these rental things are.
Airbnb and VRBO.
Yes,
right.
But
we can then have a map of saying, okay, here's where 20 of them are, here's where 5 of them are. Is it going to give us that? They have to identify where they are to be able to say whether they're in compliance.
I'm not sure if the software will develop that map, but since it'll identify those locations, I'm sure that that's something that we can do. But it'll run all of the Airbnb-like type websites, and we'll match that to our licenses software to identify which of them are not compliant and have not paid their fees. So we'll be able to identify them and then contact them and make sure that they become compliant. All right, that's all I have.
Any other questions from the budget?
I did say, I sent y'all an email yesterday about the fourth budget workshop. The final draft of the budget may look somewhat different from what you've seen before, so that's what we're working on. From today until that time, if there's any concerns, any questions, please let us know and help us better prepare for that budget workshop. We're getting to the final stretch before the budget being finally approved by second reading and being ratified. And I would like for all of council to feel comfortable and confident that this represents what your vision for the city. So if there's anything that you have concerns with, let us know in advance so that we can work through them before this budget workshop. That's all I have.
Thank you. All right, moving on to number 5, new business. There are no items in new business. Number 6, miscellaneous business. Any miscellaneous business? Okay, our next meeting date is slated for 8:30 a.m. Tuesday, June 4th in the conference room, but we all know we're going to see each other sooner than that with some interviews. And then I'd like to, is there any need to go into executive session? Hearing none, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.
Are you
going to
be here, June 4th?
I will still be